So just allow yourself to become comfortable. Whether in a chair or lying down, you're giving yourself this time, this place, and this space to be with yourself, to connect, to receive. So when the time feels right, I invite you to float your eyes closed. And as you do, just imagine any door that's surrounding you. Imagine it's closed. And outside that door, your thoughts, the hustle and bustle of the day. Just giving yourself some peace and tranquility. Just begin to focus on your breath, right on the spot beneath, or I should say behind the belly button. Just imagine breathing in and out that space of the belly button. And perhaps even placing your hand there and just noticing the gentle rise and fall of the belly. Breathing in the light, exhaling completely. Even breathing in the notes of the music. Just imagine the tranquil music just dusts off thoughts, worries. Just focusing on your breath. And allow your breath to take you, to transport you to a beautiful, beautiful place. Your place. Your place of shalom. In this place, so familiar. And just lending me your imagination. Imagine there you are, right in the middle of your place. And you begin to breathe in the most beautiful golden white light. The light, perhaps, of the Nir Tamid. Always that reminder. And imagine breathing this beautiful light in from the top of your head, your crown, the Keter. And everywhere this light touch, it heals, it soothes, it illuminates. So imagine this as we continue to breathe this beautiful light in. Imagine you're drawing it in through your face, all the muscles around the head and the face, relaxing you more and more. As you draw more and more light into your beingness, you welcome the light. And it feels good to let go. The light begins to trickle down, softening the muscles around the eyes and the nose, the cheeks and your jaw, your ears. The light begins to fill your throat, your voice. Beautiful, beautiful light. Words, comforting words you say to yourself. Words you say to others. As you continue to breathe, you begin to feel that beautiful light floating, cascading down the neck and the shoulders. Just letting go, stress and tension. And as that light continues to travel down, you feel your whole body, your head in alignment with your heart. That's right. So aligned for guidance, for wisdom. And you begin to feel that beautiful light traveling way down to the arms, your hands. Your hands open to receive. Imagine the lights in your hands. And that you are creator, co-creator. And you continue to breathe. You begin to feel that beautiful light traveling down into your heart, illuminating your heart. The essence of who you are. Spark of the divine. And once again, you feel your heart in alignment with your head, your third eye. That's right. And it feels so good to feel open for the gifts that come with alignment. You continue to breathe that beautiful light down into your solar plexus, your source of power. You continue to breathe, your whole body being filled and illuminated with this beautiful light. You feel it traveling down into the sacral chakra. Your source of creation. You feel the light into your spine, each and every vertebrae. As the light travels all the way down the lower back, the hips, your legs, your feet. And imagine there you are, you're in your peaceful place. A place is just so wonderful for you, maybe a garden. A beach, maybe somewhere else. But it's so magical and mystical here. And you see so many of Adonai's creations, flowers and birds, sounds. Chirping of birds, laughter of children, sound of the wind, the water, all things created by God. And from this place now, you begin to feel that beautiful light swirling around you, awakening you. And you hear that question, where are you? Where are you? And imagine that you answer in the way Abraham did, Hineni, here I am. And allow yourself on this journey, to be honest. And you imagine that painter's palette. So many beautiful colors. Reds and oranges and yellows. Blues and greens, yellows, oranges, purples, pinks. All beautiful colors. And imagine you've got this beautiful palette before you. And some colors may stand out prettier than others. But you understand they are all beautiful. As the painter is given the palette of colors to create. The first gift we were given, emotions. And tonight, as you say, Hineni, here I am, you are the clay to be lovingly sculpted, carved into something beautiful. So perhaps that trait that has surfaced earlier, that characteristic that perhaps needs some refinement or some loving attention, chesed, loving kindness. And imagine that you can speak to God through your heart, your emotions. Your ruach is with you now. Your spirit, who you truly are. And connect with him or her, that essence of who you truly are. And you allow that part to be with you, your connection to the all. And now listen with your heart. not so much the ears. And I will give you some quiet to listen. And I ask you only to trust. Allow tears to flow if they will. For it has been said, your greatest weakness can be your greatest strength. The light is here guiding you, loving you. Continue to follow your breath and receive. You are all worthy. And deserving to be happy. And to smile. Tonight we're being reminded the central prayer in Judaism, the Shema. Call to worship, the reminder of God's presence always. The gift of life, l'chaim. Live your life. As you continue to breathe, imagine you're breathing in and out of your heart. Your own heart light begins to shine greater and greater. Your own heart light begins to illuminate your path. Imagine your heart light so bright. It begins to illuminate a beautiful path for you to follow. You're trusting in yourself. Your own truth. And let your ruach guide you. And imagine you take those brave steps. The way Caleb and Joshua did, to be brave, to do what's right, so that you can be the best version of you. And I am being reminded the best medicine for everything is always love. How can you apply more love in your life? To your situation. To yourself. to your family. Breathe in all the love that you need. And again, just feel your mind connected, aligned with your heart. Now breathe in all this wisdom back into your heart. Offer gratitude and thanks for the beautiful healing. Offer thanks for the illumination. Notice your body. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with rachamim. So now just begin to find yourself, your awareness back in your room, your chair, the bed. I will slowly begin to count from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you'll be able to open the eyes. Coming back to this time and this place. 1, slowly beginning to draw back into your body, feeling more aligned, filled with a light. 2, just drawing back in a bit more. 3, feeling wonderful. 4, more and more. And 5, when you feel ready, you may gently open the eyes, allowing yourself to shine your light upon the world.